What is going on? It is Craig Bennett, aka Cash King, here with DFS Army for another NBA First Look. And we have five games on tap on Saturday. We got two days left of NBA regular season. It's kind of crazy. I'm going to kind of talk about some of the scenarios right now. We got the play-in tournament from the 18th to the 21st. So we have NBA today and tomorrow, none on Monday. And then 18th to 21st, the play-in tournament. Which is basically the 8th through the 10th seed, trying to get that 7 and 8th seed. And then we have the regular, the playoffs that start on the 22nd of May that go to July 22nd if there is a game 7. So let's start, I guess, in the West. Let's start in the East. So the Wizards won last night. They knocked off the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-105. So that had them clinch a spot into the play-in tournament. Now they're sitting at the 10th seed, but they still have some incentive to move on up because they can move all the way up to the 8th seed depending on what the Hornets and the Pacers do. So right now we have the Wizards at the 10th seed, the Pacers on the 9th, the Hornets in the 8th, and the Celtics in the 7th. So what happens is the 9th and the 10th seed play each other. The winner goes on to play the loser of the 7th and 8th seed, and of course they're eliminated. And then the 7th and 8th seed play. The winner takes the 7th seed, and the loser plays the winner of the 9th and 10th. So it is very important to try to get that 7th and 8th seed so it's not a single elimination for you if you're sitting in the 9th and 10th. So with that, the Wizards can still move up. The Celtics are locked into the 7th seed, so there's no reason for those guys to play anybody. They're playing Boston at Minnesota today. I don't see no reason for them to play their guys. I see them just resting here, so I like Minnesota in this game. I think Celtics are going to rest a lot of their guys, so that's something that I would look at playing here, just because they shouldn't do anything, and they've been struggling as it is, but there's no reason to risk those guys getting hurt at all. So that is on the 7th seed. So the 8th seed, the Hornets, they are playing today. They're playing the New York Knicks. They need to win to keep this 8th seed. Now, they do have the tiebreaker with Indy. So they need to win. They play New York today, and they play Washington on Sunday. So Washington needs to win as well. They're trying to move up to that 8th seed. So it's important for Charlotte to keep on trying to win here. So I think they're going to have a good effort going up against the Knicks. We'll see what the Knicks do. I think Tibbs are going to play his guys and just keep them rolling here. So I don't think the Knicks are going to sit anybody. So that should be a good game we can target today. And then the Pacers. Lots of injuries in this news, in this game with the Lakers and Indy right now. Again, they need to win to be able to take that 8th seed as well. So they have a lot to play for as well. But again, there's injury news on both sides. I don't know if Sabonis is going to play. I don't know if Levert's going to play. And then the Lakers, is LeBron James, is AD going to play? We got to, you know, figure that situation out as well. So definitely some things to play on that side. And then on the Wizards, again, they just need to kind of win out here to try to get up to the 8th seed so they're not in the single elimination. They need the Lakers to beat the Pacers. And then they need to beat the Hornets. And if they do that, they can move up to the 8th seed. So there's still a chance that they can move up to the 8th seed. So we got to watch that a little bit. And then the Bulls have been eliminated. So the Bulls are playing Brooklyn today. Brooklyn should have all three of their studs back. I think they're just going to rout the Bulls. The Bulls have nothing to play for. They've been eliminated from the playoffs. So we don't see that. Over on the West, Western Conference, we got the Dallas Mavericks and the Portland Trail Blazers at the 5th and 6th seed. They can swap here, depending on what's going on. So they have a little bit to play for, and they play on Sunday. So, you know, if they remain in the 5th seed, it depends if they're going to play the Clippers or the Nuggets. I think I would rather play the Clippers than the Nuggets, but hey, you know, we'll see what happens there. The Lakers, you know, they're sitting in the 7th seed right now. They really need to win. They can still avoid the play-in tournament, actually. You know, if the Blazers lose their finale against the Nuggets, then, you know, the Lakers could move up to the 6th seed. So they need the Blazers to lose and the Lakers to win. So they do have something to play for here. So I would think you would see one of AD or LeBron play today. They're 7-point favorites for Indy, so they do have something to play for. And then Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies, we saw them rest their starters yesterday. They're going to play on Sunday, and the winner of that game will be the eighth seed, and the loser will be the ninth seed. Again, you want to make sure you're in the eighth seed so you don't have the single elimination. So they have something to play for on Sunday. So that'll be a good game we can target for tomorrow on a massive 16-game slate. And then San Antonio Spurs, they're locked into the 10th seed. They can't move anywhere, so they have nothing to play for. They play today against Phoenix. It wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Pop just rests his starters and don't play him. Again, they have nothing to play for at all, so there's really no reason for them to play anybody. So they're just basically going to play the loser of the Golden State Warriors in Memphis on Sunday. So hopefully that kind of explains what's going on right now. Again, I'm going to dive in and just talk about this five-gamer right now, and hopefully that helped kind of explain some teams we can target or kind of look at some things. So let's just dive in right now and talk about this five-gamer. Again, first game on tap here. We got Chicago at Brooklyn. Like I said, on the Chicago side, they have nothing to play for. We'll have to wait till starting lineup. We have a 1 p.m. Eastern Standard start time here. So early Saturday start time. Got three games at 1 p.m. and two games at 2 p.m. And then we have a 8 p.m. Game that's going to be like a showdown. And we have some massive prize pools on that. And I'm going to do a video on that showdown. And knock that out for us. So be on the lookout for that showdown video. And I'll do it for both DraftKings and FanDuel. But for today, I'm just wanted to talk more about, I'm just going to use DraftKings and go through that. I'm not going to do FanDuel at the end, but I'm more talking about motivation, maybe some guys we can look at. But on the Chicago side, I think we need a starting lineup. Brooklyn opened at 9.5. Now they're pushing at 11.5 favorites. So, it's a 234 over-under. Satoransky's questionable. Daniel Tice is out. Troy Brown is out for Chicago. Like I said, Kyrie Irving should play. Harden's minutes are going to go up. So there's a lot of things that I think they're just going to... I think Brooklyn is just trying to try to get into playoff form. They haven't played a lot of games together. So I think we're going to look at that. Joe Harris is questionable. Bruce Brown is in. So again, this should be just an onslaught for Brooklyn. Chicago, I want to see that starting lineup. I really don't want to play any of these guys. They have no incentive to play. We got Vooch here. I know we talk about bigs against Brooklyn. If they start their guys, and maybe you want to look at playing a Vooch or Levine, but again, they're out of the playoffs. They have no reasons to play here. I don't really like targeting guys like this at the end of the season. So we could see a completely different Chicago lineup where they play some of these younger guys here. Maybe see, Patrick Williams, the rookie, get a lot more run. Maybe Kobe White just gets a lot more run and maybe they save and don't play Levine or Vooch a bunch. So I'm not looking to play guys there. I just have a hard time, thinking that they're going to play a ton, but, Vooch, Levine, White, I guess if you're going to look there, and Patrick Williams, but again, nothing to play for. On the Brooklyn side, again, all these guys are priced up. Irving 9-2, Durant 10, Harden at 10-8. They should play, I think, a full game here just to kind of get some minutes and kind of get ready for the playoffs. So I don't think we're going to see massive minutes, but, Harden minutes should tick up a little bit, maybe close to 28, 30 minutes. And again, he should be running the point basically. So we'll have to look at his assist numbers. But Irving, Durant, they're a little expensive, but guys you can look at. I wouldn't run more than two of these guys out in the same lineup, but I'm not looking for massive, points here. They should be able to handle Chicago pretty stinking easily here. Blake Griffin's pretty cheap at 4,700. Jeff Green at 4,200. I guess you can kind of look at here. But again, Harden's minutes are going to be massive. I think Kyrie Irving and Durant we could see into the mid-30s. But Harden at 10-8, I can't pay that price tag. He should only see around 28, 30 minutes. So not a guy that I'm really looking at playing. He is 10K on FanDuel. Still a little too expensive for me to play him. So we're not going to be looking at playing any Harden. Over here, we got Lakers and Indy. This is a game, again, there's a ton of injury news here. We're looking at Anthony Davis is questionable. LeBron James is questionable. Kyle Kuzma's in. Gasol is in. Schroeder is questionable. Again, he had health and safety protocol, so it wasn't an injury with him. And then on the Indy side, we got Sabonis and LeVert questionable. Brogdon and Lamb are still out, and Aaron Holiday is questionable as well. And then Sumner's out as well. So this game, you know, we're going to have to be over and check out our news that we have at DFS Army. Head on over there, sign up, use promo code CASHCAKE, save yourself 10%. The news is going to be hot and heavy today and especially tomorrow, and we break all those situations down. And so you're going to want to be over there and check things out. So I think with the line the way it is and how it moved from, you know, 6.5 to basically 7, it moved a little bit on the Lakers side. I think, you know, Vegas is even kind of waiting around. I think one of AD or LeBron plays today. Again, like I said, they need to win one of these games to get into that, not having to play the play-in game. They don't want to have to play the Warriors here. They want to be able to get up to the sixth seed. They would like to see the Trailblazers lose. Not that I think they want to play the Nuggets, but at the same time, you know, if they win and if they in the playoff game, they'd have to play the Suns. So again, it's hard to break this down depending on who's playing. If one of only AD and LeBron plays, I only want that one person. If they both play, I don't think I want them. Even at 10-3 and 10-5, I don't think I want to go there. Schroeder at 6-9. If we had like a LeBron and Schroeder playing and not AD, then I have some interest there. If all three of these guys play, I don't really have any interest. I have no interest in Kyle Kuzma. If we get AD and LeBron playing, staying with Schroeder, I just don't have no interest there. And no Horton Tucker. I'm sure we'll get questions on this because he crushed the last game. He's only in play when these other guys sit. So I'm not paying 5-2 for Tucker at all. If we go look over on FanDuel, you know, he's priced at 5-1 as well. You just can't play that. The minutes aren't going to be there. If we get a full LeBron or AD, even if we get 30 minutes out of them, they're just, the minutes are going to be so spread out. There's no reason to go these guys. KCP at 4,600, you know, more of a DraftKings place, 5,100 on FanDuel. I guess you could look at him in tournaments. But again, it's really going to be hard to play these guys. Drummond minutes will come down because they'll throw AD at the five if he plays. 6-6 on DraftKings, 6-4 on FanDuel. Nobody I can really look at. So going to need the starting lineup and injury news as we get closer to lock. On the Indy side, again, it's going to be all depending on LeVert and Sabonis. Still tough matchup. If we get a matchup where, you know, Sabonis does play and LeVert sits, 10-4, he should do everything here, but it's a super tough matchup. Same with LeVert, 8,900 on DraftKings, 9K on FanDuel, another really tough matchup. So I don't know how much interest I have in those guys, but if they do both sit, TJ McConnell 6-5 on FanDuel, 6-6 on DraftKings. We get Brissett 5,600 on FanDuel, 5,600 on DraftKings. Another guy we can look at playing. Justin Holiday 4,600, 5,300 on FanDuel. Some of these guys, Keelan Martin super cheap, 4,400 on FanDuel. He's 3,600 on DraftKings. Even a tough matchup, I'll take all the minutes that Keelan Martin's going to see here. We saw last game, 27 minutes, put up 27 fantasy points. And if those guys were out, we could see even more out of him. So, again, going to need the news here. If Sabonis and LeVert do play, they should see a ton of minutes because they need to win. It's just a tough matchup. So it depends on what's going on with the Lakers side. So, again, make sure you're in the newsroom over at DFS Army so we can break this down in our notes. To let you know who to jump on. Over here, we talked about Charlotte, New York a little bit, that they do have something to play for, the Charlotte side, so they're going to bring their guys out. Injury news consider, basically Miles Bridges and Cody Martin are both sitting on Charlotte, and Derrick Rose is questionable for the Knicks. So we should see a lot of, you know, LaMelo Ball here. Man, sucks his, he hurt his wrist. He probably was a shoo-in for the rookie of the year. Who knows? It could go to Anthony Edwards now for Minnesota. But 8-4 on DraftKings. 7-5 on FanDuel, super cheap. I think we're going to, you know, again, see a lot of him. We'll see a lot of Devontae Graham, 5,900, 6,600 on FanDuel. PJ Washington, 7,400 on DraftKings, 7,500 on FanDuel. All these guys are in play to me. The Knicks, you know, are a tough team, but I think, you know, especially against guards, but I still think you can play these guys. Again, they have something to play for, and it's a five-game slate. These are where I'm looking at, you know, playing some of these guys or where they have something to play for, and they do have something to play for here. Don't really want any of these cheap guys down here. Basically, it's Graham, Washington, Rozier, Ball. Maybe you could look at a little bit of McDaniels because he does play pretty good minutes. 4,700 on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings. But I'm going to look for mostly the starters here. You know, Cody Zeller kind of splits minutes with Biombo, so I can't really look there. So that's where we're going to look. Over on the Knicks side, though, if Derrick Rose does play, I'd have some interest in him. 6,300 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel. A little expensive, but he was going good there for a while. If he does sit, Julius Randle should continue to eat. 9,700 on DraftKings. 9K on FanDuel is a really good price on him. You know, I do like that price on FanDuel. But if Rose does sit, we got Alec Burks, you know, Reggie Bullock, quickly. You know, there's a lot of ways that can go. Nerlens Noel continues to be super cheap. 4,100 on FanDuel, 4K on DraftKings, 18, 12, 17 in his last three. But the minutes are there for him. You know, going up against Charlotte, I think you could look at playing him as a cheap center play. You know, Bullock's, you know, if Rose is out, I don't mind looking at him or Alex Burks. Same with Quickley. Doesn't get a ton of minutes, though. That's the only thing that really worries me about him. If Rose plays, I don't want Quickley. I think the minutes are going to go mostly to Bullock here, so he makes an interesting case. You know, that's where I look at. But again, RJ Barrett, Randall, Bullock, Noel, guys that you can kind of look at. Not a sexy game, but again, you have something to play for on the Charlotte side, and I think Tibbs is going to play all of his starters. You know, they weren't ever supposed to even get close to where they're at. They're overachieved this year, so I think he's just going to keep it going. They're sitting in that six seed going up against the Bucks, so I think you can look there. Now we talk about Phoenix at San Antonio. San Antonio has nothing to play for. We could see a bunch of scrubs here for San Antonio, honestly, so we could get some value on that side. On the Phoenix side, again, you know, I think they're locked in. Yeah, I think Utah's win last night kind of locked them into that seed. I'll have to make sure. But I'm pretty sure they're locked into the two seed now, because Utah won last night. So I don't think they have a ton to play for either. So we could see some things going on here on the Phoenix and San Antonio side. Again, if we look at the line right now, Phoenix is favored by 10.5. They're 223 over under. Ayton is questionable. Nader's out. Rudy Gay is questionable. Murray's questionable. Pirtle, DeRozan, Lyles all out. I think the Spurs are going to sit everybody. So Phoenix might go in line as well. And so we might see, like, you know, Cameron Payne here. He get a lot of run. Maybe it's a Dario Saric game, a Frank Kaminsky. Maybe they just don't run a lot of Booker or Chris Paul at all. Maybe they sit these guys. So that's something that we can look at. You know, this could be a scrub matchup where we can get a lot of these cheap guys, and maybe they can go back and play some of the Brooklyn studs that should get some minutes, or some of the Lakers guys. So this could be a game of some value. Same with the Boston game will come up here as well. So we'll have to consider what they're going to do. But again, there's no reason for Phoenix to throw their guys out here, considering the Spurs are not going to. So we could see some value on that side. Same thing on the Spurs side. There's no reason for them to play. They're locked in the 10th seed. So we could see some Lonnie Walker here, maybe some Johnson, Vassell. I don't think Patty Mills is going to play a ton, even if they, you know, he's part of the regular rotation. So I don't see why they would play those guys a ton. You know, but we could see guys like, you know, Trey Jones here get a ton of run. Vassell, the gorgeous dong, man, 3K. We could see him getting a ton of run, and he's always fun to play. Drew Eubanks, another guy that could play a ton. So we have a lot of value here. We'll have to check it out. Bates Diop could get a lot of run here. Maybe Weatherspoon will sneak into our lives. So it should be a complete scrubs game for the Spurs. I don't see them playing DeRozan, Murray, Gay at all. I don't see them playing any of these guys. It should be all these cheap guys. So we have a ton of value to fit in, you know, some of these Brooklyn guys. And I think if I'm looking down here, Vassell showing upside, you know, Dang. I love Dang because we've seen his upside. If he gets, you know, close to 25 minutes, he can crush. Eubanks, the same kind of thing. Guys that I want to look at. Trey Jones should, you know, might see a lot of minutes. So we can look at there. I don't think they're going to run those guys. So we have a bunch of 3K guys we can choose from. Vassell, another guy I love playing here. He could be the alpha on this team. So it could be like a Lonnie Walker, Vassell, depending on who the Spurs run in the starting lineup. But they're definitely not going to run their studs out here. There's no reason for it. Heading over to Boston at Minnesota. We look at this game real quick. We have Minnesota favored by 4.5 now. I jumped on it at 3. It opened up at Timberwolves minus 1.5, but it is already up to 4.5 in some places. It looks like they're going to rest everybody here. It's going to be basically a scrub game for Boston. So we should, you know, we should see guys like Naismith, Pritchard, Edwards. You know, I kind of like the bigs better on the Spurs, so I wouldn't look for a lot of bigs on this lineup. But, you know, Grant Williams, you can look at here. Maybe like if Taco Fall plays, again, I would much rather play Eubanks or Gorgeous Dang over Taco Fall if he did play. But guys like Pritchard, Naismith, Edwards, all these guys are super cheap. All these guys that we can look at here, you know, there's no reason for them to play Fournier, Tatum. They would sit, you know, they're already, other guys are hurt. So I don't, you know, we should get these guys being ruled out here at some point in time. So look at these guys. Again, Naismith, Pritchard, guys would probably be my favorite guys to look at. Grant Williams down here. You know, maybe you want to look at some Tremont Waters is another guy we can look at. They're super cheap on both sites on FanDuel and DraftKings. You know, they're all in that 3 to 4K range. So guys that we can look at. I'm more on the guards on Boston and the bigs on the Phoenix and the Spurs side. So that's where I would look there. Minnesota, I could see them playing all their guys here. They should be able to smash Boston here. Karl-Anthony Towns at 10-1. I have no problem there playing against the bigs he should play against. He should smash. D-Russ, 8K on DraftKings, 7,600 on FanDuel. Another guy I have no problem playing. They've been playing really good ball. Anthony Edwards, 7-9, 8-5. Again, another guy I don't mind playing. They're going to play more of their stars than they play their scrubs. So they could go, you know, 12 deep. So, but I still think raw points-wise, you're looking at Karl-Anthony Towns, Russell, Edwards. Not super excited about Rubio here. Since you're playing more of the stars and scrubs lineup today, there's no real reason to go up to or to in that mid-range for Rubio. You know, maybe you want to look at a Vanderbilt, I guess. But I still think you're looking at Towns, Edwards, and Russell, the main guys. And the value you're going to be looking at is from Boston, the Spurs, and maybe Phoenix. But the Boston and Spurs, 100%, are going to have scrubs that you can choose from. Those are the guys you're going to look at. And again, we have all this over in our cheat sheets over at DFS Army, and we have them in our newsroom as well. We'll break down all the news and kind of tell you who to go after and kind of look at. You know, we're going to see lineups that we haven't seen all year. This is towards the end of the year. We got today, and then tomorrow we have a 16-game slate, which is going to be absolutely insane. I saw a lot of games starting at 1 p.m. I don't think they have them all posted yet, but they're trying to start a lot of these games early, like 1 p.m. So we got a full 16-game slate. It's going to be completely hectic over there for tomorrow's slate. So, but again, I hope that helped you break down today's 5-game slate. And again, there'll be a showdown with the Miami at Milwaukee. And I'll do a showdown video later and post for that. Getting some really big prize pools for that. So really got to look into that game and see if we can find us some value, see what's going to go on in that game. But this 5-game slate, again, value should be on the Spurs and Boston 100%. We got to look at the Indy and Lakers game. That's going to really dictate, you know, some of them studs. But with that, I am Cash Cake. I will see you on the flip side. And before you get out of here, hit that like button for me, subscribe to the channel, and let's keep knocking these out. Deuces.